Welcome to another episode of the Stoner's Journal. I'm your host, John Wiki. What you're listening to is the playlist of my life, and I just created it on Spotify, and I hope it doesn't come with commercials, or else I'm going to be pissed. But on with what this is about, called The Answer. Been searching for my purpose in life, and the reason why I started this podcast with the idea that I can maybe pass on this life experience or perspective onto someone else, mainly my one and only son, Tyler, who is now a young man himself. And so I started this almost a year ago. Well, less than a year ago, during the COVID, and I've been asking myself deep questions ever since. But quite recently, I really think I reached a whole nother level of understanding. And so, let's begin the next podcast. As I play the Stoner's Life playlist, I'll make a link of it in the description, so you can check it out on Spotify. But we get ready to get into 2021. And the wife and I spent our New Year's in Fort Lauderdale at the Hard Rock Seminole Casino. And we were with some friends that we met while my wife actually met while in Florida, the social butterfly that she is. And we spent the actual countdown in a 9-story room, hotel room overlooking Fort Lauderdale, and the skyline was just filled with different fireworks going off like crazy. It was kind of a little bit like a Hollywood movie, I would think. I thought it was kind of romantic, but it went by all so fast, and 21 was here. I kissed my wife, and instantly felt better. I felt like I was washed from the shit that was 2020 and mostly COVID-19, although we still have to deal with it, I think, still far into the future. But I think we'll be out of it, on the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And so we came back from Fort Lauderdale, and we only stayed like that night. I could not win at all, man. We ended up losing a lot of money, and I'm convinced it's the poltergeist. We got the poltergeist syndrome where, you know, it's dead Indian burial ground, and you're sucked into a vortex of hell when you go into those casinos. It's another universe. It's another dimension. I mean, just think about it, right? We're driving along in our cars, in our spaceships, what we call a car, traveling along the highway, which could very well be, you know, it's two-dimensional here, but just imagine it being three-dimensional out in space and pulling into time warping into another dimension. What that is, the poker room or a casino in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the mindset of a gambler, totally different type of personality, hangs out there. And I like to hang out there too, so what does that say about me? But I'm kind of gritty like that, and I have fun there, so I relax, enjoy myself, and not take life so seriously in a casino playing cards. And that's kind of what I learned this last session, where I changed my persona a little bit more flashy on the outside, more talkative, and it actually made me more relaxed. I was able to let go of cards more easily, not get frustrated, just wait for my time, wait for my spots. Soon enough, man, I hit some good hands, but I had to fight for them. and more than doubled my money. So what I'm saying is I'm doing something right. So I'm going to stick to that. But that all came with the realization of this last buy in up in Tampa. So I go over to my weed dealer's house, and I drop my wife off at Club 52 to play a little her game. And I come all the way home, shower, drive all the way there, and that's a 90-minute drive to Tampa. Stop over at my weed dealer, and he's watching this badass cartoon on Netflix all about gambling. It's like a Japanese cartoon. Naminati or something like that. I can't remember the fucking name, but it was pretty redonkulous at the coincidental that was happening. So at first I was not interested in this little kid's cartoon, but I soon realized that this cartoon was pretty wicked and worth checking out. So let me just
recorded.
You just were just right then, so I just zapped in time. If you looked up the title of that Netflix, and it's Kakakuru on Netflix, and I was been watching that along with the old Cobra Kai, Johnny, good old Johnny, Rockstar Johnny, man, taking out the leg Johnny. I know, good old little Danny. That's his name, right? Danny. Karate Kid. Danny LaRusso. But if you've been watching Cobra Kai Season 3, yeah, baby, it brings the thunder. I'm loving it. I loved it. I watched it. Ben watched it on Sunday. And it was a lot of fun. But it reminded me about, like, hit me again. This batch is like, okay, it's all about generations and affecting those that really can affect and make an impact on the future, and that's the younger generation, right? So it's that Cobra Kai is really hitting on those kinds of themes, and it's really touching, hitting me home, close to home, in my own way. And so that's what I've been doing, and spent our New Year's doing that kind of stuff and getting feeling good, which brings me to the point of this. And purpose of my life is to take care of my wife, and she's got a dream, and I love it, and I think it's a beautiful dream, because it's doing that, it's just doing what I just said, taking care of the next generation coming up, those kids that you can make an impression on, and for the better, a positive impact. We got noisy neighbors. That's not news. But yeah, it's been enlightening, to say the least. 2021 is starting off really good, and Trump doesn't want to leave office. Watched a kick-ass Frontline called Artificial Intelligence, and that thing was very. It was very interesting, to say the least. And immediately after watching Cobra Kai and hearing all that, texted my son about the opportunities that I see arising in the rise of artificial intelligence and what that means and the impact of our humanity. And that video goes into a lot more, and it's a lot deeper if you're actually listening to what the thing is telling you. And that's what I try to convey to my son, that there's opportunities if you know what direction the system is heading into. It could be a less complicated game if you know what's coming, where the ball's being thrown, what the framework's going to be, in which to build your scaffolds, in which to build your story upon, to build your dream upon. You know, I'm just letting you know what's coming from one stoner to the next. It's an AI world, digital currency, you know. And then the freaky thing is, like, you see these evidences. All, I'm not a conspiracy theory, but you got the QAnon out there. And it just in the news today was talk about how QAnon is, had become, you know, national news when the President Trump refused to denounce for them to step down. And he said, stand by, which is just putting fuel to the fire, right? But it just goes to show that these the QAnon, the members of QAnon, and the demographic that they represent are the people found in the growing gap between disparity between the haves and the have-nots. And that gap is going to grow and grow and grow. And you have to figure this game out quickly so you can get on the wave and ride it rather than be engulfed by it, because most people just sit there and bob up and down in the water, right? And only the skilled motherfuckers know how to time the fucking wave, prepare themselves by starting to paddle out into the catch that wave, lean forward, do actions to make it happen, get up on that board and catch that wave and ride that motherfucker. Why have we're riding the energy of the universe. That's a symbol, an example of what can happen in the transcend in the three-dimensional world, but it's a projection of a higher dimension, and it's happening on all scales. So it's not only just you can physically ride a wave in Hawaii feeling the energy of the ocean, but you can also ride the energy of the universe and feel the energy of every other conscious being on this planet. Okay, it's shit like that, and that's the realization that you get, and the perspective shift, and the passing on of knowledge that I would like to share with you all. Ooh, it was a good vacation. I hope you all had a good holiday. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope you will enjoy 2021, because it will be better. It is getting better, but you gotta get on a train. You gotta see the wave coming. You gotta turn around and see it, and so you could posture up and you ride that wave, whatever that wave may be. I'm calling it. I'm trying to catch the energy, the wave of love, if you know what I'm talking about. All right. I'm John Wickie. It's Stoner's Journal. Thanks for listening.